Ayin Beis HaMadalach, the Mishnah speaks about Habob and Machteres. The connection is that Ben Sora Mora is Nerag Al Shem Sofo because of the potential that he has to become a murderer. So the Bob and Machteres is Nerag Al Nidan Al Shem Sofo also because of the potential that he has the potential of turning into a Raidus. A Raidus is Nidan Latila Ben Afshin based on a different Pasuk. And this is an extension of the Din of Raidus, Habob and Machteres. So the Pasuk says that sometimes the Baba Machteris is Yesh Ladamim, and sometimes Ein Ladamim. How do you translate Yesh Ladamim, Ein Ladamim? So we discussed last week, sometimes he's considered Kechai Yesh Ladamim, like a person whose blood is circulating. And sometimes he's considered Kemeis, like Ein Ladamim, that a Haharga Ein and Eragol. So if I kill him, I'm not Chayv Nisa because he's considered like a Gavrek Tilo. That's described by the Chumash as Ein Ladamim, as if he doesn't have the blood circulating in his system. So when is it Yesh Ladamim, when is it Ein Ladamim? So the Gemara explains some of the Mishalim, but not all the cases. If it's Ha'ov Al Abein, the father's breaking in to burglarize his son's home. So the father's never going to kill his son. Father will it's rare that a father will want to kill his son. The Umdin is that he certainly is not interested in killing the son. So then it's Yesh Ladamim. Unless you know Bevadai, Zoruch Hashem Sholom, then the Gemara says, if you know Bevadai that the father doesn't get along with the son, he's even prepared to kill him, then there would be a din of Ein Ladamim even by Hov Al Abein. But if you don't know one way or the other, then you have to assume that not. As opposed to the case of Bein Al Av, the son doesn't love the father as much as the father loves the son. So normally the son probably will be burglarizing the home with the intention of even going to the extent of killing his own father. So therefore, if you don't know the Feirish, that he's not prepared to kill a father, so there would be a din of Ein Ladamim, Abba Machteres Nidan Shem Sofo, even by that Bein Alav. And the Gemara says on Amid Beis, on Ayin Beis, on Beis, on Tav. Lav Dafke, Abba Machteres, Bein Alav, it all depends, each case. If it's somebody like Rav Chanina Bar Sheila, Rav says, oh, he would never kill me, so that's considered a bother. Each case, if you don't know one way or the other, you assume that Abba Machteres has the potential of becoming a writer. And if it's a Ov Al Abein, then you know Bevadai that not. But then also included, we mentioned last week, also included in the Drasha, a Drasha of Yesh Ladamim, Ein Ladamim. Apparently, this is the Pshuta Shandikra. Yesh Ladamim means I treat him like he's alive, he's a living person. Thank you very much. I treat him like a living person who has blood circulating in his system. So Hargo is Nergo. And Ein Ladamim means I treat him like as if his blood is no longer circulating, as if he's dead. That's the Pshuto Shel Nikra. Then there's an additional level of interpretation, a Drashas Chazal that the Mechilta has, that the Mishnah is based on, that Damim Tarti Mashma in Tanakh, in Biblical Hebrew, or even regular Hebrew, the word Damim has a double meaning. Sometimes it means blood, and sometimes it means money. Sometimes it means a possession. So we say, Domi Malo, in the case when you have no right to kill the Baba Machteres, Domi Malo means that if he makes a hezek, he has to pay, because there's no kombat with the Rabbinay. And in the case with it, when he's the Baba Machteres, that he's Neragol, that he's Nidon Shem Sofo, you have a right to kill him, then there's a din of kombat with the Rabbinay. Ein Loi Domim. You treat him Ein Loi Domim, you have a right to kill him. And Ein Loi Domim, he doesn't have to pay the money. If the Baba Machteres doesn't have to pay any money. This is a new din of kamle with the rabbi. The normal din of kamle with the rabbi has other psukim. It goes on a different case. When a person, let's say, hasor kedisha shel chaver b'shabbos, someone burns down someone else's barn on Shabbos, he's chayv misa. If you catch him 100 years later, you still give him the yoinish misa. So if there's a chayv misa simultaneous with a chayv mamon, then you say kamle with the rabbi. But here there is no chayv misa. It's a din is nitzel atzila ben afsha. I write if a chaver l'harvi nitzel atzila ben afsha. And I treat the Baba Machteres as if he were a right of Acha Chaver Lahav. So Nitan Latzila Ben Afshe is a different word. That's not the same as Chayiv Nisa. You only have a right to kill him called Mani Baba Machteres. Once he goes out of the Machteres, you have no right to kill him. So that's why the Mechilta needs a separate pasuk of Ein Ladamim, that this too is covered with the din of Kam Levi Dirabmine. Normally, the din of Kam Levi Dirabmine, Gemara says is only if it's the Yidna. The Chayiv Mamon and the Chayiv Nisa are simultaneous. But that person does hazekim all his life. he breaks windows and he beats people up and he goizel and mazik and chayvel and everything. And then at the end he smokes one cigar on Shabbos. So he becomes potter from paying all the tashlumin that he did all the hazekim. No, so the Gemara says it has to be the idna, it has to be simultaneous. What do you mean simultaneous? What if it's the reverse? That din that you need that it should be simultaneous only comes to the to exclude that case. If the chiyuv mamon preceded the chiyuv nisa. So the chiyuv nisa, the chiyuv Shabbos that he does 50 years later, doesn't pat to him ex post facto from the chiyuv mamon that he had the last 50 years. What if it'll be the reverse? First he smokes the cigar. It becomes bar mitzvah. And the first Shabbos after his bar mitzvah, he smokes a cigar. And the din is even b'shoigeg. Even chayim nisa shoigeg in the son of the Bechiski, as someone mentioned last week. You still say, come levi the rabbi. For the rest of his life, any hezek that he's going to do, he's going to be potter from pain because he come levi the rabbi. So there is such an opinion. The Shach Nechosh Mishpat writes like that. The Meiri quotes such an opinion in Baba Kama. But that's not the accepted opinion. The choice is not the Gan Shach. How can it be? There is no such thing. It has to be Be'idno, or literally Be'idno. To the exclusion of both directions, whether the Chiyav Mamet preceded the Chiyav Nisa, that you don't say the Chiyav Nisa from later passes you from the Chiyav Mamet, or even if the Chiyav Nisa preceded, Chiyav Mamet comes later, it also doesn't apply. Come later, the Rabbani does apply. It has to be Be'idno Mamish. Shvera Shach, so there's one opinion in the Miri, one opinion in the Shach, that did you say come later, Rabbani? So the choice is against the Gemara and Erchot. I'll be partial against a lot of Gemara. The Tami can fire him for all the Gemara's, but that's not the accepted opinion. Accepted opinion is that it has to be the Idno, or the Tosfos has a Kasha on the Gemara in Bava Kamma. There is a Mishnah in Bava Kamma. There's one Mishnah about Kam Levi the Rabbani Hasor of Kedisha Shochaver of the Shabbos. Somebody burns down someone else's barn on Shabbos. So he's Chayiv Misa for the Chil Shabbos, even if there's no Hasra and it's the Manazer. The Mishnayis were after the Churban Abayis Alazim. So still, the Manazai still say, come live with the Rabbani. That's like Tana the Bechizkiya. Even though the Mice of the Poel Mamish is not giving the Yonish Miso, you still say, come live with the Rabbani. So that's one Mishnah, that you say, come live with the Rabbani. Then there's another Mishnah. I burned down the next door neighbor's barn on a weekday, but there's a person who's tied, who's chained down to the building and he can't run away. Because I burned down the whole barn, so I killed this person. So I'm chayiv misa mitam ratzeach. Then the lemaisa said they're not going to give me the misa. There was no hatzroah. There's not hazeh. Whatever. Lemaisa said I'm not going to get the onish misa. But you still say kam levid rabbinay like tana de bechizkiy. So their tesis is bothered. Tesis and all the rishonim are bothered. The Rashba there are bothered with the kasha. Where is that the yidna? When he burns down the barn on Shabbos, for the whole 5 hours that the barn is burning, there's a chil Shabbos in the whole 5 hours. There's a hezek, everything is simultaneous. The yidna means that the chiyav mamon is simultaneous with the chiyav nisa. But if I burn down the barn, the hezek is for 5 hours, and when the guy gets killed, that's for half an hour, for 15 minutes, when the fire affects him, and it burns him to death, that's a half an hour. What about the 2.5 hours before, and what about the hour and a half after? Why is it that I'm potter? It sounds like I'm potter from everything. The Tosfos comes up with a Chiddush, if it's Chad Maisa, either Chad Maisa or Be'idno. If it's Be'idno, so even if, seems from the Tosfos, let's say, I'm smoking this cigar in New York on Shabbos at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and in Eretz Yisrael, exactly that time, my shor is Nogeach somebody. Absolutely unrelated in different continents, but if you can ascertain, that is exactly the same time that the Pashtus is. This is a question in the Nachrayim whether this is so or not. Machlokes is the Marshal and the Karnivay. But the Pashtus is that even in such a case, you would say, come levi the Rabbi. As long as the Chiyav Nisa and the Chiyav Mamon are simultaneous, even though they have absolutely no kesher, no association whatsoever. There's two parts, two continents, two different parts of the world. If you can ascertain that the Chiyav Mamon and the Chiyav Nisa occur simultaneously, so you say, come levi the Rabbi. And then Tosfos says there's another din. If it's Chad Maisa, I lit the match and I burned down the whole barn and it was burning for 5 hours, kept on burning. That's all one Maisa. Even though the Chiyav Nisa is only for half an hour, while this person who's chained down got killed. If he's not chained down, he can run away, so I'm not Chad Mitam Ratzeach, so he committed suicide. But if he's chained down and I made the fire, so I'm the Ratzeach, so I'm theoretically Chiyav Nisa. So.
It sounds like Yisrael is not exactly.
Isham Shemchita, there's a different case. That I have a fire, and I was posheya, and I was negligent, and I let the fire go out, and then it killed someone. That's a question in the Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara in Bava Kamma, the Sugi Bishma Shemchitzav, sounds like it says, the simple reading sounds like it says that he is a Ritzeh, that he is Chayv Nis, except how can you have a Hasro? It was the Shegek, but the simple reading of the Gemara is that there is Kamla B'Dirab Menezeh, because Bishma Shemchitzav means that he is a Ritzeh. And then Rav Elbel Soloveitchik has in a safe on the Rambam a whole Chiddush. He says that he found the Chidusha Haran on Sanhedrin later, coming up in a later parak, when the Sugyas talk about the Dinam of Retzeach and Ayin Zion. So he says this Chidusha Haran has a whole new interpretation, the whole Gemara Bava Kamma, that even though the Gemara does say it'll become like the Rabbinay, but he's not really Chayv Nisim Mitam Retzeach. A whole different interpretation of the Gemara. But we'll have to learn the Sugya Retzeach, we'll have to see. So the Taisha says there are two kinds of kamla with the rabbin. There's one kind of kamla. Chad maisi. If it's one maisi, I lit the flame and it burns for 5 hours. So even though the chi of mammon is for 5 hours and the chi is only for half an hour of the 5 hours, I still say kamla with the rabbin on the whole 5 hours because it's all one maisi. Or even if they're totally unrelated, two unrelated maisi, one maisi in America, one maisi in Eretz Yisrael, totally unrelated, but they were exactly simultaneous. Even though there's no connection whatsoever, Alpi Pashtus, that's also governed with the din of Kamlei with the Ragmine, that he doesn't have to pay for the Chi of Mammon. But if it's not going to be Bidno, if the Chi of Misa comes first and the Chi of Mammon comes later, so most of the Pashtim assume against the Shach and against the Miri that that's not considered the Kamlei with the Ragmine. So that's why this Gemara that we're going to learn tonight, this Gemara is a lot problematic. The Gemara has 4 lines after the Mishnah on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Omar Rav, Haboba Machteris Menot Al Kelim Yotza Potter. The fellow burglarizes someone else's home. While he was burglarizing the home, if you would have killed him, you would have the right to. Not only the Balabas has the right to kill him, even strangers, even outsiders also have the right. The Gemara says on Amud Beis that others have a right to treat him like a Raidif also, because of the fact that potentially he may turn into a Raidif. So if he would make a hezek at the time, if he'd make any hezek while he's bothered machteris, that's what the Mishnah says, come live with the Rabbi. That was the Michiltz's posuk ein lo damit. So Rav has a chiddush, even if he didn't make any hezek, b'shas maisa, he just walked off with property. He stole things. What's he burglarizing the home from? He's walking off with all the silver. He's walking off with the lifestyle, whatever. All the precious jewels that he can find. He walks off with it. The Rav says that's also Kamla B'Dirabmina. He doesn't have to give back to the yen. The Rav says, the Gemara says we don't pass like that. The Gemara says later, a few lines from the bottom, Hilchasa D'Shadina B'Nahara. That's 7-8 lines from the bottom of the Daf, that we don't pass like Rav. But Rav's opinion, Rav says it can't be. First Rav says it can't be. Rav never said it. Then Rav says no. That's what Rav really said. He says you walk off with the Kalim, you say Kamla B'Dirabmina. So tell him, what kind of Kamla B'Dirabmina means if there's a Chi of Misa and a Chi of Mammon that are B'Yidna simultaneous, so then you say that Bezin doesn't make him pay the Chi of Mammon. But you're going to say if there's a Chi of Misa and a Ganav steal something. So what do you mean I'm Koina? How has this come off? How did he pull off such a stunt? He's Koina, the object that he walked off with. How is that Kamla B'Dirabmina? He has such a strange thing. B'domim kaninu. Since the din is, he's chayiv nisa. B'domim, since the Boba Machteris was nisa nahatzila b'nafshi, he's like a right, if he had a right to kill him. So therefore, he's koina, the object, the kelim that he walks off with. What kind of a din is that, that he's koina, the kelim? There's a pella dikadin. So the Gemara says, we don't pass like Rav. Dafashtein, what did Rav mean? Let's see. Oh, my Rabbi says, Mestaber Milsa de Rab, it has to be Bishashiber. Must be that Rab meant to say that he smashed the Kalim. The Lesnehu, the Kalim are no longer here to speak about, to talk about it. So when is the Chiyav Chal to pay for the Kalim that he smashed? Chiyav Chal, simultaneous with the burglarizing of the house. While he was breaking into the house, and he had a right to kill him, that's when he became a Chiyav to pay. I will not tell, but if he just walked off with the Kalim, no, it doesn't make sense. And Rav says, I'm going to give back the Kalim. Rav says, it can't be. Then the Gemara says, but it's not true. But Helikim, Zog the Gemara, took a shvu, it's not so. But Helikim, they take a shvu, Rav, I feel not tell. Not so. Rav holds, even if you walked off with the kelim, you're not mechayev to give back the kelim. So even though the Gemara comes to the Maskana, the Gemara says that that's what Rav really said, but then later the Gemara says, Vilchasa, we don't pass like that. We don't pass like Rav. Then the Gemara has, take a look, around 6 lines from the bottom. Rava, on one occasion, Ignubulei Dichrei B'machtarta, the Ganrovim burglarized his home. It was exactly this Hechetimse. It was above a Machteret, and they stole animals from him. And at the time they were burglarizing, it was Nitan Latila Benafshi, he had a right to kill him. But the whole burglary was all over, nobody caught him in the middle. And then later on, Hadrin and Nahalei, they gave it back, they did Shuvah, the Ganrovim did Shuvah, the burglars, and they gave back the behemoth to Rava. So the Gemara says, V'loi Kablinu, and Rava didn't want to accept the behemoth back, that they gave back, even though there's a din Heshuvah Sagzeh La'Shagoza. Why not? Because Hoel Benof had been Pumah the Rav. Since Rav Gezok, that there's a din of Kavla with the Rav, and even you haven't seen yet, you don't have to give it back, even though Rav says it can't be. It cannot be that that's the din. And then the Gemara says, well, that's what Rav says, but we don't pass like Rav. But since Rav said like that, out of Kavla for Rav, Hoel Benof had been Pumah the Rav, even though we don't pass like Rav. And Hayoi said Rav was having that opinion. So Rava wanted to be Mechabed Rav, so he didn't. Rava lived the generations after Rav, but Mishum Kvodo Shal Rav, he didn't want to take back the bay. Oh, so that's what Taisus Fekta Kasha, the bottom Taisus is the famous Kasha. But the Gemara seems to say in Bava Metzia that Bava Lotta Sidei Shamayim, Yavo Amachu Yiv to give back, whenever there's a case of Kom Levi the Rav Minei. So the Rashi and Tosis understand the Gemara Bava the Metzia, the Apsarek Aleph is saying that it's only a din that Bezdin will not make you pay the mammon. But Bava Lotz and Sidei Shemayim, you should really pay the mammon on your own. So here they were giving it back, so why didn't the Rava accept it? Bava Lotz and Sidei Shemayim, please give it back. So Tosis answers, Rava understood his customers. He understood they're not interested in any form of Zachem. They're not interested in Bava Lotz and Sidei Shemayim. They thought the police are going to make him pay. So they said, what do they have to have the newspaper? What do they have to have the picture in the newspaper that in the whole court case that you got to make them pay? So they figured, may as well give it back now. But if they would have realized that the Bolot is the Dine Yodim, the Natchai, just the Dine Shemaim, then they weren't such tzaddikim. They weren't interested in being loyal to the Shemaim. So Tyson says, so that's why he didn't want to take. Yishloim, the Kan Lohoi Rotim Lahachzer, Elam Kain Yitzchai, the Dine Yodim, Rava knew who they were. They're not such tzaddikim. They were just afraid the Bezdin was going to force them to pay. So Rava said, the Bezdin not going to, according to Rav, the Bezdin will not force you to pay. So that's what he didn't want to take. Yeah, Rashi writes there in Bava Metzia on that Tzadik Aleph, Amin Aleph, on that daf, Rashi goes one step further. Rashi learns the Gemara that whenever there's a case of Kamla with the Rabbinei, so Bava Lotz is Sidei Shemayim Yichuliv to pay back, and therefore Rashi adds on another line, and therefore Tfisa helps. So that's what the later Achreinim ask about it. Tzadik quotes that Kasha from the Mashal. The later Achman asks, if Tfisa helps, so the guy gave it back to Rava. The Ganon gave it back to true Rava, sizes up the circumstances, people, and he sees that they're not interested in being Yotzei Videi Shamayim. But if Tfisa helps, so he has it already. So he gave it to him. So let him keep it. No, Rav holds that it's Kom Levi D'Rabbanei. We don't paskin like Rav, we paskin it's not Kom Levi D'Rabbanei. But Bolot is today Odom. The Bezen Shalmata, they'll make you give back if he's still happy yet. But Mishum Kodesh Al Rav, he say Kom Levi D'Rabbanei. But even with the Kom Levi D'Rabbanei, even if he say Mishum Kodesh Al Rav, Tfisa still helped. So what's wrong with an Avera to do Tfisa? They gave it to him. So he has it already. So what's wrong? So that's what the Tzais quotes, the famous from the Marshal, quotes from the Yamsha Shlomo suggestion, that maybe Rashi says in Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik Aleph that Tfisa helps the Bola, since Kom Levi D'Rabbanei B'Bola is the Shman Yom Chuyiv, that Tfisa helps. So maybe that's only if it's a case of Tana Devechizkiya, when theoretically if he would have done it, then maybe that he would have actually gotten the Einish Misa. So since he did the Chil Shabbos B'Shegig, he didn't get the Einish Misa, so you say Kom Levi D'Rabbanei, but then you say Tfisa helps. Or Bizman Azeh, that no one gets any Einish Misa. So you still apply the klal of Kom Levi D'Rabbanei, so then Tfisa helps. But what happens, let's say, the person was Mechal Shabbos B'Nezid B'Eidman B'Hasroa, and he made a Hezek simultaneously at the same time. And then the Bezen Shalmata gives him the Einish Misa. And then I go, not only did he get the Einish Misa B'Chil Shabbos, I'm going to go, when the Yorshim, they don't sit Shiva, I'm going to come to them and I'm going to say, I want you to know it. your father at the time that Machal Shabbos also broke my window, and I want you to pay for the window because he yarshin the karka from the father, and I have a right to collect shivin chas. So that's what the marshal says. No, if they already gave him the yonish achomer, they gave him the yonish chomer. So that's a stronger kamla with the rabbinate. There's one kamla with the rabbin that we call the ton of the bechizki, the brisa that came from chizki's yeshiva, that he says you even apply kamla with the rabbinate if there's a theoretical chiyav misa, which the lamaisa never played out. We never gave him the yonish misa. But he actually gave him the yonish misa. So that's a stronger kamla with the rabbin. There, tfisa wouldn't help at all. There, there's not, not mukhiyav anything. So that's what the marshal suggests. Maybe that's the teretz over here. That this din, baba mach teretz kamla with the rabbinay, is really, like we said from the mechilta, it's a different pasuk, it's a different mocker. Nechumish, the mocker is from Ein Lo Adonim. It's a different mocker, kamla with the rabbinay. It's irregular. It's not the normal din of kamla with the rabbinay, because here there is no chiyuv misa. It's just, it's nita lahatzila benafsho. You have a right and an obligation to kill him in order to save the nirdav, in order to save the other person. But after he finishes the Baba Machteris, isn't it? It's a different kind of a din. So that's what the Marshal suggests. And maybe over here, it's considered like the case where they gave him the Yoinish HaChomer. Because since there was a period of time, there was a half an hour that we had a right to kill him, Mamish, even though the Maisa we didn't kill him, but we had a right to kill him, then maybe that's the Mochomedika form of Kamla Vidurabane. Shvera Teres. What do you mean? Theoretically, we could have killed him during the half hour. But the Maisa we didn't kill him. Maisa we still didn't kill him. Yeah, but if they brought it in, we should have said thank you very much and leave it there. Leave it there. Yeah. That's a famous discussion Achranim have. That Rashi in Bog Mitzvah, Daf Taregal Van Aleph, sounds like he says whenever there's a chiyuv of Balot, there's a Deshamayim, Tvisa help. So that's what Rishonim and Achranim have a long discussion. So what about, let's say, Ribis, She'ena, Ketutza? The Gemara says in the first daf in Ezel Neshech, that Ribis, Ketutza, some of violates Ribis, their rice, and Yotib, their yonim. After the Lord already paid the money to the Malva, but then if he'll go to court, he'll go to Bez, and he'll say, look, you took Ribis, Ketutza, I want you to give it back. So the Machlek, Zabiechon, Rab Loza, we pass him like Rab Loza, the Talmud, that Ribis, Ketutza, Yotib, their yonim. The Bez will force the Malva to give the ribbis back to the Lord. What if it's only ribbis the Rabbanah? What if it's only Abak ribbis Sheina Ketutza? Then the Gemara says, Eina Yaitse B'dayon. The Tesis has 2 days, and we pass in Yeridea, but, V'alot Zizei Shamayim, you are Mechuyif to give it back. So many Rishayim say on that Gemara, and Shulchan Aruch, there's all discussion whether we pass like this. Therefore, since the V'alot Zizei Shamayim, he is Mechuyif, so you ought to say that Tfisa should help. There's a long discussion, There are Gemaras in Ezel Neshech, where this is very relevant. How do you read the Gemara? It sounds from Gemaras that Tvisa does not help. So you have to reinterpret all the Gemaras in Ezel Neshech if you want to assume like that. That's a Shaila. Is that so? That the Bol, any case where there's a Chiyah, the Bol lost, is Ezel Shemayim Tvisa help. That's what Rashi sounds like he says there in Bog Mitzvah. Rashi and Tarsus interpreted the Gemara as things like that. Where does it say in the Gemara? Where's the whole thing? The Gemara says like this, there's a din of Esnan Zaino, is Pasa Lagabi Mizbeach. It's a list of korbanos that the Kohanim are not permitted to be makrev Agabi Mizbeach. So if you have a treifa, you're not allowed to be makrev, a Yotzi Doifin, you're not allowed to be makrev. A whole list, Raveh, Nirva, Mukta, Nebet, a whole list of Pasa Lagabonos. So one of the many Pasa Lagabonos says in the Chumash is Esnan Zaino Mechir Kelev. You're not permitted to bring. So the Gemara has a shayla. What's the din? The man was mezana with his own mother. And he promised, and the mother says she wants to get a tashlumin for her services rendered. A rare cake. Okay. And so the mother says she wants him to give a behemoth. And then he gives her this behemoth. So does it become an esnan zayna? And if she'll bring it to the Beit HaMikdash, it'll be possible. Esnan zayna is possible. Or they say no. Let's say the man is mezana with the zayna, doesn't promise anything, and then later on he gives her a matana. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that it's not a din of esnan zayna, because the Gemara has like that in Tzmur also. It's only esnan zayna if there was a legally binding agreement that was mechayiv him to give this behemah because of the services rendered. If it's not legally binding, it just gives a matana later on, so it doesn't have the psul of esnan zayna. So the Gemara raised the question: if he's mezana with his own mother and he promised to give her the behema. It's kamli with the rabbinay, so it's not legally binding. It's not legally binding. It's like a matana the alma, so it's matana, so it shouldn't be pasul nitam esnan zayna. So the Gemara says no, esnan asa Torah. The pasuk shat in the pasuk esnan zayna. Afilu bo alima. From the simple mashmos of the pasuk, you get the impression, even in such a case, how you talking? Why? So how do you explain why? So that's why Rashi and Taisus learn in Bava Metzia, not Gemara. Because even though it's taka subject to the rule of kam lebe the rabbinay, but the balot is today shamayim, you are mechuyif to give. So therefore, when he pays it, when he gives it the esnan, it's not called a matana b'yalma. Even b'dinei b'niyodim also, if lamaisi goes and he gives it, it's chaladin of esnan and it's considered tashlum yischiris poilet. When he gives the behemoth to the mother that he promised, the bezdin will not force him to pay, but the balot is today shamayim, he is mechuyif. Something is a little bit legally binding Medina Shemayim, and even Medina Yadim, if you give it, Lemaise, Heista Tashlumis, or does have the Din of Esman Zayn. That's how Rashi and Taisus went. Then Rashi had to add on a little bit more. The Balot is De Shemayim, Yimachuyev, but Medina Yadim is garnished and garnished. So why is if you give it, why do you consider it Esman Zayn? So Rashi wanted to bring it down a little more, by Lemazet. So he said, not only the Balot is De Shemayim, Yimachuyev, Tvisa helps too. The Din of Adam Tvisa helps. Since Lemaisa you gave it, so it's considered a tashlumin for the Chiyuv, and in a certain sense it was legally binding. It's just that Bezna won't enforce it, but it was legally binding. That's how Rashi and Taisus learned that Gemara and Bava Metzia. The Meiri has a different interpretation. Meiri learns a different shot on the Gemara. He denies it. He says, whenever it's come, Levi the Rabbinay is garnish meganish, you're not Mechiyuv at all. He says the Gemara meant a different thing. Let's say someone goes into the bank on Shabbos and he borrows $50,000 and he's smoking a cigar as he's borrowing the money. The smoking a cigar is Chilul Shabbos, come Levi the Rabbinay, so he borrowed $50,000, doesn't have to pay back. So the Miri says no. He says he quotes the Chachme in Arbona, I think. The Chachme Pravan, quotes the Chachme Pravan. That come Levi the Rabbinay only passes you from a Chiyuv Tashlumin of Mazik, of Choyvel, of Niske Behemer, something like that. But his Chayvis Midas, you borrow money, or you buy merchandise and you agree to pay. Or someone to hear, why does the Noev, the Zona, why does he have to pay the Schiris Perlim? Why does he have to pay the woman with whom he's Mizana? It's a binding contract. He entered into a legally binding contract. He said if she gives him, renders the services of the Zos, he's gonna pay her by giving her the Behemer. So that's his chayvus midas, that he obligated himself for the services rendered. So the Meiri quotes the Chachmei Pravan, and whenever it's his chayvus midas, is not subject to the whole din of kam levi the rabbinate. It says, mamash chay b'dinei yodam. That's how the Meiri read the Gemara. Esna nasa tera filo bo alima, that esna zayna zechiv schiras poelim, and schiras poelim is his chayvus midas, and his chayvus midas, like the meha mekacha, like havoa, is not subject to kam levi the rabbinate at all. That's how the Niri learns. So there has no, so that Gemara Bava Metzia doesn't show anything. But Taisus here is learning like Rashi. Rashi and Taisus always learn like that. The Kam Levi the Rabbinay does apply to Schiris Poelim. Does apply. And the Pshat in the Gemara that Esnanasa Torah Fila Ba'alima means that Babalas is the Shamayim, you muhiyuf to pay. So therefore, if you pay, it has a Chalashim Tashlumin. If you will give, and it will be Nitfas in the Psul of Esnanzai. And Rashi adds on that even Tzisa helps. Huh? So that's why Tosis has the problem. How do you deal with this Gemara? No, there's no drasha from the pasuk. Just the Gemara assumes pshuta shel mikra even covers bo alima. Yeah, no special. There's not according to the Meir, there wasn't even a habamina that otherwise. Yeah, it's just not subject to come by the rabbinah. Nezek, no, Hezek is not his chayvus midas. No, even if I burned down your house, I didn't agree to pay you. The Torah imposes the chiyuv tashlum upon me. No, his chayvus midas is the meha mekach. If I buy merchandise, I have to pay for it. I agree to pay. And halvoa. And the Meiri claims chiyuv poelim. It could be that the other, that's the question. The Meiri says that esnan zayna is a chiyuv poelim. He says that Chiras Bailim is a Hischaivis Midas, because when the boss hires the worker, or the man agrees to pay the Zaina for the services rendered, that's a Hischaivis Midas. It could be that the other Rishonim disagree and hold that the Chiras Bailim is not a Hischaivis Midas. That's the question. Is chivas parlam his tivus midat or not? Maybe it's a shiva that the Torah imposes upon you. Whatever, we have to make up how much your pool is worth. Let's say you're going to work for me in my business, and then at the end of the day, we never agreed how much I'm going to pay you. So how much do I have to pay? So if we never agreed, so you only pay pachas of the pearl. You pay the lowest possible. But if we did agree in advance, then it doesn't necessarily mean that I agreed to pay you $1,000 a day. Maybe we agree that that's the shabbiest of your services. The work that you do, we agreed, is worth $1,000 a day. And maybe once we agreed upon that, then you do the job. Then the Torah imposes a chiyuv upon me to pay you the shivui hafu'ula. That's the question. It could be that Rashi and Tosfos disagree with the Meiri's Pshat, with the Chachmei Pravan, because they think that chiyuv poelim is not a hischaivus midah. Maybe they hold that it's a chiyuv that the Torah imposes. That's the question. It's not really an oinish. Not really. Let's say Adam Amazik is not really an oinish. No. Knas is considered an oinish. Mammon is not an oinish. Knas is an oinish. A minig that you don't swear even on them. Yeah, the Chassam Sofer discussed where does it come from. The minig developed over the years that the Frumayi doesn't even swear Allah. Yeah. Hearing. I don't know. You find a lot of times in the Gemara like that. The Talmidim would argue what the Rebbe said. So each one would swear, I swear the Rebbe said this, I swear the Rebbe said that. I don't know. I don't know. Way before the minute. Yeah. Way before the minute. Sure, for sure. Yeah, so what's Taka Pshat and Rav? Is that Pele? The Gemara to Mishum Kvadosh al Rav, Rav didn't want to take. But what's Taka Shitas Rav? So in the yeshivas, they say the following biur. Rabbi Chana Basman has this, and others have. Rav Kook has this. Quite a few of the recent Gedolim have this, and this is the standard Pshat in the yeshivas. That basically the din should have been, this is the question why, basically the din should have been that whenever a ganav steals something, he should be kainim. It should belong to the ganav. Why should that be so? That's a problem. But basically, the din apparently is that a ganav who steals something should be kainim of the object. But the thing that prevents the ganav from being kainim is the fact that the heishav isagzela, as the Torah imposes upon him a chiyuv hashavah. So if simultaneous with the gneiva, the ganav becomes chayiv nisa and he's subject to a kamlevi the rabminei, so he's not mechuyev to restore, not mechuyev to give back the chayfet hagneva. There's no chiyuv heishav isagzela. So once there's no chiyuv heishav isagzela, so you revert back to the basic din that a ganav who steals something should really be kind of, he should really acquire ownership of that object. There are the gemaras also that sound like that. A very strange idea. Why should that be so? Why should that be so? And yeah, he assumed like that also. That was the pshat and rav, and he had other gemaras also like that. Other Gemara seems to indicate like that. That the basic din should have been that a ganav who steals, the basic principle should be a ganav who steals something is kainet. But the thing that prevents the ganav from being kainet is v'heishav v'sagzela. So if v'heishav v'sagzela is eriachiv, that on the chiv v'heishav v'sagzela you can say, come levi d'rabmanei, so he's not mukhiv to get back, so then the melee revert back to the basic din that is kainet. How come we don't pass from like Rav? So it's not so bad. How come we don't pass like Rav? So you mean the basic premise is not correct? No, there seem to be other Gemaras that back up the basic premise. So then, so Rav is right. So how come we don't accept Rav? No, so the answer is still, you only say come levi the Rav Mene if there's a chiyuv to pay shell out money from your pocket. But the nature of the chiyuv is, the heishuv is hagzela. That kind of chiyuv, to give back the chesed, that's the end. So that's what the other Amoraim hold, that's not covered by come levi the Rav Mene. Come levi the Rav Mene just says that you don't have to pay money from your bank account. But to give back a chepet, the end that you stole from him, that's the halacha doesn't say come levi d'rabbi. That's what in the yeshivas they say pshat, and that's what Rav Soloveitchik also said by hashavas aved is also like that. We have it in the Gemara that let's say aved asakum is muteris. So if you pick up aved asakum, you kind of aved asakum shalakuti and amuchiv to give back. So if you pick it up, you kind of. So the shalak, why are you kind of? But it belongs to the other person. What? I can understand. You'll tell me you're not mechuyev. He dropped an aveda pachas and sharputa aveda sakum. He dropped it. I'm not mukhif to go be matriach to give it back. But if I go and I take it for myself, that's outright genezra. No, that's not gezel akel. The nochri is driving in his car, and he goes weiter, and his valise fell off. And I see the ferish, it fell off. So if it would be a yid, I'd be mukhif to stop off on the road and pick it up and chase after him and write down his license number and go find out from the police who he is and where he is. He has a license plate, dafyon. So obviously he's a Jewish person. So you gotta go shlep the aved and go give it back and go. I'm not going to be but I'm allowed to stop and take it? Huh? So the pasuk says aveda sachich. Aveda sachich means not mechuyev. Not mechuyev to go chase after him to give back. But to go take it, why isn't that gezel akum? He's talking chiyuv to give it back. But how? What's the hefter? Where do we see a hefter that I can pick it up and take it? Where do you see I'm allowed to take it? So the Gemara learns it up from a pasuk, and the first up from a pasuk. The Gemara learns it up from a pasuk. But what does the pasuk mean? Why isn't it gezel akum? Unless the ayid loses, pachas mishal pruta. So I'm not mechuyev to go be matriach, to go crazy, go be matriach. But I'm allowed to pick it up and take it. If I give it back, there will be a kiyum. So why is there a hefter that I can take it? No, the din is I'm allowed to take it. Why isn't that gezela? Why isn't it nisa gezel? Well, how is it money? But it belongs to him. How does it become mine? So that's where Moshe Feinstein has a sefer on Bovinzi, the Dibris Moshe. Then the first piece in the sefer, he quotes, he learned by Rapesach Pruskin. Rapesach Pruskin, yeah. So he quotes that he heard from his Rebbe, Kobrini Yeshiva. So he heard this, he said, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said on the first daf in Bavli, he said, the basic din, the finders, keepers, losers, weepers. The basic din is whoever finds an Aveda, kind of the Aveda. Whoever gambles anything is kind of the Aveda. The only thing is there's a din, Hashavas Aveda. There's a din Hashavas Aveda that prevents you from being kind of. The din of Heshavas Hazel that prevents you from being kind of. Whenever you're not mukhiv and Hashavas Aveda, whenever you're not mukhiv to give back the Gzela, so you revert back to the basic din. The basic din was that whoever finds an Aveda can keep it. It was kind of. Whoever gambles something is kind of. The Rav claims that this is even covered. Rav claims if you put it from giving it back based on Kom Levi Deramine, also you revert back to the basic din that you kind of. And the other Amorim hold that it's not subject to Kom Levi Deramine. Kom Levi Deramine only put is a chiyav tashlum to pay money from your pocket. But not to give back at the end, not to give back a particular object that you took from the other one. But in principle, we agree with Rav. Principle, that is the principle. The Mikra Adin, a ganav who steals something, should really be kind of. In fact, the Balamor, on this Gemara, Balamor says that the din really is like Rav. Halacha Lamai says the din is like Rav. I think Gemara says we don't pass like Rav. He says that's only a chumra midirabbana. So Mikra Adin, Halacha is like Rav. The Ramban says, what is he talking about? How can the Balamor say that? The Gemara continues the whole conversation here. The Gemara says, Omar Rav, right after they quoted Rav. Omar Rav, Mestavim, Milsa de Rav, Rav Sheet only makes sense to Shashibir. If the Bob Materis, Mesh de Kalim de Lesnei, doesn't have the yen to return. So then you say, Kom Levi de Rabbani. I will not tell, but if he walked off with the Kalim and he still has the yen, Lloyd, then you will not say, Kom Levi de Rabbani. The Gemara says, no, but the Kim Omar Rav, if he will not tell, how do you know? So Yesh Ladomim, what if he's not a Bob Materis? A regular Gazlan, a regular Gazlan. Benenso and Anoinus occurs later on in the dinners that he's chayev, the ganav is chayev to pay onsin. Alma, what do you say, b'shusi kaimi? What do you say that din that the ganav is chayev and onsin? I stole an automobile from someone and I'm driving around and then it gets, crashes in, Anoinus occurs in it and it gets crashed in and it's, totally destroyed. The automobile is totally destroyed. So the din is the ganav has to pay. Why does the ganav have to pay? Whoever is the owner of the thing is the one, whenever an Inus occurs, whoever is the Bailam is the one who should suffer the loss. The automobile belongs to the Nignav. So why does the Ganav have to pay? The answer is, Kokomle Bishusei, the Ganav who stole it is kind of the automobile. So that's what the Gemara says. Alma Bishusei Kami, see that it's considered as if it belongs to the Ganav. Achanami Bishusei Kami, when the Ganav stole it, he was kind of. So the Gemara is Elohi. That's not correct. Why? When does the Torah say it's considered b'shusay of the ganav? The ganav has the kinyan geneva that it's only linyan onsen, that it's chayven onsen. I say shalom nena. The geneva is koneh to the ganav b'miktsas. He has the kinyan geneva lachatzoy. with respect to certain halachas. Namely, you say, Chayv Yantzim, Avalinya Mikne, but with respect to, he walks off with the Gnei, he says, Kainet. No, Vishus is the Marai Kaimi. It still belongs to the division along Midah the Havi Ashoil. What's the din Ashoil? Ashoil borrows an automobile from someone, so Ashoil is Chayv Yantzim. So the Ashoil doesn't have to give it back. The Ashoil is not Mukhayyid to give it back. Of course, he's Mukhayyid to give it back. The Chayfet belongs to the Mashiel. But if an oinus will occur, so for purposes of onsen, I say, that shaloi nenas, it belongs to the shoil with respect to onsen. So you see, that there's such a thing as a kinyan lachatzoin, just like the shoil has a kinyan lachatzoin. That's why the shoil is chabi onsen, I say, shaloi nenas, also benegeir to the ganef, the kinyan geneva that the ganef acquires is only a kinyan lachatzoin, it's not a kinyan gomer. I say a shaloi of the ganef is with respect to onsen. So the Ramban says, how can the balamor say nikra din, Rav is really right. It's only a chumah midrabbanan that we don't follow Rav's opinion, but the lashon of Gemara is not so. The Gemara says ki ukmina rachmana b'shus elinyan onsav linyan mikna b'shus the maraka. The Gemara says rachmana. The Gemara says on the level of their right. The Torah only declares that it's considered b'shus of the ganav with respect to onsin. It's only a kinyan lachatzan. It's not a kinyan goma. The itainus against the balamon. Okay. The Pashtus in the Gemara is not like the Balamor. Pashtus is we reject Rav's Shita, but the reason why we reject Rav's Shita is just on a technicality. In principle, we really hold from everything that he said, that Mikra Din, the Ganav should be kind of legamre. The only thing that prevents the Ganav from being kind of the Chiva Heshavu Tagzela. And if somehow there won't be a Chiva Heshavu Tagzela, then the Ganav is kind of legamre. But whereas Rav thinks that Kamblei with the Rav Minei applies even to a Chiyah V'Heshu with Hagzela, so that's the Nakuda that we don't accept. But where do we accept Rav Shita? That's what they say in the Shus. By Shinui Kayim. What do you say that then let Tagana steal something? And then a Shinui occurs, either a Shinui Memela, Shinui Biadayim, whatever. So the Panim Chadash is Bola Kana looks different, a whole different thing. So the Halacha says that the Ganef is Kaina, the Chayef is Hagneva, if it undergoes the Shinui. What's Fadina does? The Ganef is Kaina. So the Gemara says, this is identical with the din that appears benegir to Esnan Zayna. Let's say I give the Zayna chitim, and she grinds it up and she makes flour out of it, and then she wants to bring the flour to the Beis HaMikdash as a korban mincha. Or I give the chveis zeisim, and she squeezes it out, she makes shemen zeis, and she wants to bring the shemen zeis as a korban. So the Mishnah has a machlekes, Mishnah Tmur has a machlekes b'shamei b'tzilu. And we pass them like Beis Hillel, that it says, L'Savi Yesen Zen Chilk Beis Hashem Akecho, Kitabas Hashem Akecho Gam Shnehem. So the Gemara says, Beis Hillel Darshan, Shnehem, Hem, is Hem Velo Shinuyem. Once a Shinuy occurs, it's Panim Chadosh, it's Baalakana, does not retain the same identity as it had originally. It's a different Chepzeh. The original Chepzeh of Chitim, of Zeisim, of Anovim, was possible to gab him his birth, but now she's not, the Zayna's not bringing it in the state of Chitim, Zeisim, Anovim. She's bringing the state of Yain, Shemen, or Solas. But since it's a Shinui, it's a different Chepta, so the Psul doesn't apply. So what's the Tushtel to the Ganef is kind of the Shinui? What's the connection? It's like, come on, Baba Kama. The Sugi of Shinui kind of. Just like, so too. Just like the Sil say that Shinui is kind of by Esnan Zayna. What do you mean Shinui is kind of? What's Faloshan Shinui is kind of? He gave her the Chitim, so it's hers. No, just like Shinui is considered a Panim Chadosh, a different Chepze. So the Psul of Esnan Zayin only applied to that, it doesn't apply to the new thing, the Panim Chadosh, if it's Nishtanu. So too, the Mitzvah, the Heshev is Hagzela, only applies when it's Heshev is Hagzela, Asher Gozal, if it's Gain Shagozal. Kasher Gozal, if it's in the same state as it was at the time that he gambled it. But if the Shinui occurs, it's a Panim Chadosh, then there's no longer a Mitzvah, the Heshev. Once it's no longer a Mitzvah, the Heshev, so the Mele, the Ganef is Kaina. So that's the same mahalach that Rav said. Except we just don't accept Rav's opinion because of this technicality that the Gemara says that kam lebe de Rav minei doesn't apply to this type of a chiyav mamon. The chiyav mamon of to return at the end, the heshev tagzela, that's not subject to the Torah of kam lebe de Rav minei. But the rest of the mahalach of Rav, we are masking with. The whole mahalach from the beginning to the end, we're masking except for this one that could... Well, then the Gemara has that lashon because the Gemara says, "Kiyukamachamana b'shusay linyan onsin." It's not b'shusta. So that's basically Rashi just saying what the Gemara says. That the ganav is not kind of legamri, he has kinyoni gnev, which are only a kinyon lahatzoin. Partial kinyon. Partial kinyon. That's Rashi just saying the Gemara. But lachar, this is how many gzalim interpreted the pshat in the Gemara. Here you have, this is the machlekes Rav and halacha. The halacha is not like Rav. The Gemara says six lines from the bottom. Hilchas of Shadina ben Ahara. The only time it's going to become Levi the Rabbin if it's no longer the end. Kozman that it's still the end, we don't accept Rav's opinion. Okay. That's machlekes Rav and the other Amaran. So originally Rav reinterpreted Rav. Omar Rav and the Stav and Milsa the Rav is Shashiba. He thought originally that Rav never said it. And the Gemara says, well, it came Omar Rav. I feel the loyshiba, even if it's the end, and so on. But then the Gemara said, we don't pass like Rav. Okay. But first, Rav thought that Rav never said it. So Rashi and Tosis and the Balamor all bothered with the question, if Rav only meant the Shashiba, so what do you need Rav's memory for? Isn't that a Mishnah? Above a Machteres, the Shibar Sachovis, Emein Lo Domim, Pata. That's what it says in the Mishnah, that there's a din of Shibar with Kamla with the Rav Mine. So if Rav is only talking about a case, Rav said, Abba Machteres, but not Al Kalim. The Yotza Potter. He says, Venotal Kalim. So Rav says, no, Rav never meant Venotal, he meant Shibir. So Shibir, so he didn't say anything then. So what do you need Rav for? So that's where Rashi and Tosis in the Balamor, the top Tosis, says, in time of Makamashal on Tanina, that's what it says in the Mishnah. So what do you need Rav? What did Rav add on? The Tosis says, V'yeshleimar, even Masnis Nahal Minishiba Bodem and Machteres. I would have thought, come, that the Rabbin only applies when it's Vietna. The Mishnah only says, Habob Machteres V'shiba Sachob is while he's in the Machteres during that half an hour that he's doing the act of burglarizing the house, so that's the Idna. What if he's Baba Machteres V'notalas HaKelim? And next week he's Shiba. He smashes the Kelim next week. So that's not the Idna, because we don't pass him like that Shach and the Meiri, that if he's Chayit Nisa now, he's Potter from Tashlumi Mammon for the rest of his life. We hold it's only the Idna if it's Mamish simultaneous. So that's the Chiddush of Rav. He's Baba Machteres, but not the Lasakelim. So not the Lasakelim, he has to return it. Rav thought. Rav would never say that. The Damim Kanin, he doesn't have to give it back. That's out of the question. No. About if it's still the end, he has to give it back. But Rav thought that Rav meant, Baba Machteres, but not all. And next week, Shiber. He breaks it next week. And despite the fact that it's not the Idna, that's Rav's Chiddush that you still say, Kam Levi the Rav. So that's Takatela. That's what Tosfos says, and that's what Rashi writes. Rashi writes on the Gemara. Mestarin also the Rav the Potter b'Shishiba bein Achshe bein Lachazman. Rashi has to say like Tosfos. You have to say something, otherwise you don't understand. If you're restricting Rav's comment to that special case of Shiber, then he didn't say anything. Then the Rav didn't say anything. That's what the Balamor writes also the same shot. So this is the Hapella. How can it be? But that's not the Idna. We don't accept that shach. You only say kam levi the rabbine if the chiv is the yidna. So the Ramban disagrees. The Mohammed disagrees with the Balaman. He says it can't be. It's not the yidna, so you don't apply kam levi the rabbine. So this is a very famous machlokes, the Balaman and the Ramban. If you read slowly and carefully the Balaman and the Ramban, you'll see the Farish that they're fighting about a certain point. If you read it quickly, you may not pick it up, but if you read the Chiddush Haran, Chiddush Haran, Kaita Sibbe, he says it over five times. This Machlokes. And this is a famous Machlokes, the Ktais and the Nesidus, and Chaysh and Nish. But what's the din? Let's say the Gemara has a din in Bava Kam and Bava Mitzvah, Aganav steals something, and then a week later he smashes it. So the Gemara says it's Chayv to pay. Even let's say Aganav steals a barrel of wine, and at the time that he steals the barrel of wine, it's worth $1. And then a week later, the prices go up, and this same barrel of wine now sells for $4. So the Gemara says, if the barrel of wine gets broken by itself, annoyingness occurs, so the Aganav's only chayv to pay $1. Because why is the Aganav chayv to pay? Because of the Gneva that he did. He did the Gneva last week when the barrel of wine was only worth $1. So he's only believed to pay $1. But what if the Ganav smashes the barrel of wine? Tavro Ashati, the Ganav smashes it. Or the Ganav drinks up the whole barrel of wine. Then since he did the Hezek, he did it the other time, so he has to pay the $4. So that's a Gemara. If it's Vamanele, the Gemara says, if it gets smashed by itself, so why is that kind of Chayiv? It's Chayiv Beyonson. So when is it Chayiv Beyonson? Because it did the Geneva. At the time of the Geneva, the barrel of wine was only worth $1, so that's all he pays is $1. But if Tavro Shasya, if he smashed it, after it went up in value, or he drank the whole barrel of wine, then Shalom Dalad does it. Then he pays all the $4. So that's the famous machloikis between the Balamur and the Ramban, the Feirish and the machloikis, the Ksais and the Nesim. They don't quote the Balamur and the Ramban. It's mamish word for word, the same machloikis. The Torah was, does he have to pay the $4 later? Is that the Torah's mazik, or is that the Torah's gazlan? Is that the Torah's, mazik? He's an Adama mazik? That's how the Ramban holds. He's an Adama mazik. So then it's not going to be the Yidna? Over here in the Gemara, how did the Rashi and Tosis in the Balamor, how did they say Pshat and Rava? Rava originally thought you have to restrict Rav's statement. Must be talking about a case. Abba Machteris Menotel Sakeh Vishiber Achaka. He smashed it later on. That's what you say, Kam Levi the Rav Minei. So the Ramban says, why should it be Kam Levi the Rav Minei? He smashed it afterwards. It's not the Yidna. The Chiv Nisa comes now, and the Chiv Tashlum comes next week. When he smashes it, because when the Ganav smashes the Chayfa Tagneva, it's the Chiv Mitamazik. The Chiv Mitamazik begins at the moment that he smashes it. How is that the Yidna? The Ramban says it can't be. He says you can't learn Shas like that. But the Balamor, apparently learned that a Ganav who smashes the object that he stole cannot be Chai Mitam Mazik. Just like, let's say I take my own glasses and I'll smash it and I'll break it into little pieces. So am I Chai to pay? Chai to pay to whom? It's mine. So there's no one to pay. Not only is there no one to pay, it's not that I'm Chai to pay, but there's nobody there to bring me to an interior. There's no chiyuv. Adam ha-mazik ha-davashu shalom, the chiyuv mazik doesn't get off the ground. There's no chiyuv to pay at all. So a ganef, whenever a ganef steals something, he has kinyon egneiva. Sometimes a ganef steals, he doesn't get kinyon egneiva. Let's say a ganef steals karka avodim. So the din is a karka machloike satanayim paskin a karka eden igzela. What does mean karka eden igzela? There's no avera, but like things like karka. The Rashi and the Rambam both quote this difra. Avadid is an avera of leistigzol on karka. Tosfos says in a few places there's no lab of leistigzol. But Rashi and the Rambam both quote this sifra. Avadid is a lab of leistigzol. The machleik is satanayim in the end of Bava Kama. Machleik is a blaze in the chachamim and the leis daf in Bava Kama with the karka and igzelas. The karka and igzelas is machleik is that a ganach who steals something gets kinyonik neiva. He gets a kinyon lachatzoin on the object that he steals. But that's a machlag is based on a klal of the klal, how do you darshan at sukim? Do you say karka in and exel is the god one does not acquire kinyonic zeva on karka? Karka and avodim? Avodim hukshul karka. So you say no. Even karka is an exel is and even avodim on exel. So we pass in karka in and exel is despite the fact that one is in violation of le sigzel on the karka and on the avodim, but there's no kinyonic zeva. So what is it chapan achkemina lamayn achkemina that karka in and exel is? So the Gemara says you can't be kind of bishinui. If I stole an Eved, can I me? Avodim Eden Nigzal, me cannot be kind of a Shinri. Why? Because how does Shinri kind of, how does it start off? The Ganav had Kinyonik Nevad, which is means the Kinyalah Hatzoyim. And the thing that prevents the Ganav from being kind of Legamri is the Heshiv Tagzel, but once it's Nishtana, so then there's no Chiv Hashav and so on. So the Mishnah in the end of Bava Kama says that you only say Shina Kaina, the whole institution of Shina Kaina only applies if the Ganav stole the Talpalin, which he has, Kinyon Exela. But if he steals Karka, and we pass in Karka in an Exela, so the whole story doesn't get off the ground. The whole beginning of the story was that every Ganav who steals something should really be Kaina Legami. Why should it be Kaina Legami? Because the Torah gives the Ganav a Kinyon Exela. But that Kinyon Exela is a restricted Kinyon because it's held back because of the Chiyav HaShavah. Whenever there's no Chiyav HaShavah, so there's nothing to hold it back, but it expands to become a Kinyan Gomer. But if it's Karka or Avadim, so from the very outset, you never had a Kinyan even Lachatzon. So that's one Nafkamina. If you have a Kinyan Zela, then you can be kind of a Shinu. The Gemara has in Bava Kama and Daftarik Bava another Nafkamina. Let's say you have a rent a car place. You have a parking lot with 100 cars. You have a big sign, you're renting all the cars, whatever, $100 a day, whatever it is, to rent a car. And I sneak in the middle of the night, and I drive off with the car. And then I come back the next day, and I give you back the car. I never signed a document that I'm agreeing to pay. I never agreed to pay a penny. But Lamaisa, I used the car, and I said, the Torah says that I have to pay. Halacha says it's not a hizkaibis midas. If I buy merchandise from you and I have to pay the me'amekich, if I borrow money, I have to pay back. That's a hizkaibis midas. If I never agreed, I don't pay back. But this is nishkin hizkaibis midas. The halacha that says that if somebody, let's say, I have a hotel, and their rooms have a big sign, what their fee is for renting the rooms, and the guy climbs in the window. It's a chotze de kaimali agam begabed David lemega. He needs an apartment. He has to rent an apartment. Doesn't have any money. He doesn't have any money, but he has to rent an apartment. And I have an apartment that's for rent. And he sneaks in the window and he sleeps there for a couple of days. So then later on, when I catch him, so the dinner he has to pay. But he never signed an agreement. He never said he's going to pay. Doesn't matter. He never said he's going to pay. That's a chiv that the Torah imposes. Doesn't have to be a chayvus midah. Torah says if you use my automobile, or you use my apartment, the halacha says that you have to pay. If it's then that is a chas, you have to pay. So the Gemara says, but what if he stole? The Gemara says, what if the guy not to rent the car place and he plans to take the car for a day and give it back? I'm not a ganav. I'm just going to use the car. I can't afford to pay such a high fee, so I'm going to drive it back in the middle of the night and I'll leave a $10, I'll leave a check for $10. We won't sign the check. I'll leave a $10 bill. He doesn't want to pay $100. They leave a $10 bill in the car. He doesn't want to leave a ganav. So the halacha says he has to pay the full $100. What if the ganav steals the car? He's going to drive off, not going to give it back at all. And then they catch him. So then the Gemara says he's fucked from paying the $100. And let's say he used it for a whole week, and it should really be whatever, $100 a week, $1,000 a week, whatever it is. The Gemara says he's fucked from paying for the hishtamshus. Why? Because if he stole it, then he gets a kinyan gzeila. If he borrowed the car, he's going to give it back. He doesn't get a kinyan gzeila. But if he stole it, adaita to steal it, then he gets a kinyan gzeila. Since he has a kinyan gzeila, so it's considered a kinyan lahatzoin. It's shalom of the ganav with respect to certain aspects. So we say it's considered his, that he doesn't have a chiv to pay for his tamshut. Well, I'm a chiv to pay myself. When I use my own apartment, I have to pay rent to myself. When I use my own automobile, I have to pay rental of the automobile to myself. No, when I use my own, there's no chiv. So when the ganav uses the automobile that he stole, with respect to this din, it's considered like he's using his own item and he doesn't have to pay. So that's apparently what the Baltimore holds. That when a ganav steals something and he smashes it next week, Rashi tells him the Baltimore, they apparently hold. When a ganav steals and he smashes next week, he doesn't pay mitam mazik. He doesn't pay mitam mazik. It's like Otama mazik and Sadova Shu Shalom. Shalom Hizik. He was mazik his own thing. He has a kinyan lahatzoin. A partial kid. Every ganav has a kinyan lahatzoin. Unless it's karka and abadim, which are not in his own. But let's say it's not karka, it's metalkim, it has a kinyan lahatzoin. And because he has a kinyan lahatzoin, he's potter from tashmishim. That's the Gemara above the Kamaz Avtarim. What's the word? He's potter from mazik. But the Gemara does say when the ganav smashes it, at the time he stole it, it's sold for $1. And later on, if he smashes it, he pays $4 if the price went up. So the Torah, what does he pay? So that's what the Balamor writes the Feirish, and that's what the Ktois and the Sivis have the long discussion. It's Chai Mitam Gazlan, Mitam Ganef, not Mitam Mazik. What kind of Mitam Ganef? Originally, when he stole it from the Nigna, it was still Shalom of the Nigna, but it was Eina Beshusa. And then when he drinks it all, when he stole the barrel of wine, when he drinks up all the wine, or he smashes the barrel of wine, and now it's all gone. Now, not only is it Eina Bishusay of the Nigna, it's Eina Shalai. So that's a further extension of the original Gnez. But to call it a Mice Hezik, that you can't. It is a Hezik, but it's like Otama Mazik, it's a Dabba Shu Shalai. Since the Ganav had Kinyonic Zayla, so you can't pin on him a Chiyav B'Taras Mazik. So the only Chiyav that he has is B'Taras Gazlan. Well, what do you mean B'Taras Gazlan? The Gemara, the Mishnah says in Baba Kama, that a Gadif and a Ganav doesn't have the full Din of Ganav. Why doesn't he have the full din of ganav? What do you mean a ganav and a ganav doesn't pay kafel? Doesn't pay kafel to whom? I stole an automobile from somebody. I snuck in at night and I stole an automobile. So if the eidim will come, they'll make me pay kafel. Then someone sneaks into my house and they steal the automobile. So they don't pay kafel to whom? To me. How about they don't pay kafel? I'm not the balabas. Now they know whose automobile it is. It says daf yomi. I don't learn that yet. They know it's not mine. They know it's his. They know it's the one that says the Shirin Dati Yami. They stole his automobile. They don't pay kefil to him. So the Gemara says, why not? Because when they stole Againim and Aganis, true was Shaloi of the original owner of the Nigna by the Saint of Bishusai. So to be considered a full Bailam, it has to have Shaloi Ubishusai. It has to be yours and it has to be accessible to you. If it was stolen, so it's only Shalcha by the Saint of Bishusai. So you're not a full Bailam on it. Againim and Aganis is not chayv to pay kefil to the original Nigna, to the true owner, because at the time that he did the Gneva, it wasn't fully in the ownership of the Nigna because it was Eina Beshusa. So when the Ganev, when I steal a barrel of wine, and then next week I smash the barrel of wine, so the Balamor apparently holds the Feirish. Balamor says, I'm not chayv mitam mazik, I'm only chayv mitam Ganev. What do you mean mitam Ganev? But it's Eina Beshusa of the original owner. You have to add on a gort over here. You have to say, the gneva that I do now is not only a gneva now. The fact that I stole it last week and I smashed the barrel this week, so this is a hemshech of the original gneva. The original gneva plus the smashing or plus the drinking today, that constitutes a big act of gneva. So that's what leads the Balamar to say, so if the original act of gneva was covered with the kamble b'dirabminei, and now it's no longer the end. Now you want him to pay. You want him to pay $4 now. And when he stole it originally, there was a p'tur of Kam Levi D'Rabminei. So this is called the Idna. The Ramban holds it's not called the Idna. The Chiyav Misa was last week when he was Bava Machzeres. The Chiyav Mamon begins today when he smashes it. Shiber. If Shiber today is Chiyav Nitam Mazik, and the Chiyav begins and ends today when he smashes it. So there's no the Idna. The Chiyav Misa was last week and the Chiyav Mamon is today. Balamor says, no, it can't be. The Chiyav Mamon is not today. It's not Mitam Mazik because the Ganav has Kinyan Gneva and the Adam Mazik is the Tov Shu Shalom. It's not Chayim Tam Mazik. Why is it Chayim Tam Ganav? I better say it B'Shusai. The answer is no. The Tchilas HaGneva or the Gzela was when he stole it originally. And this is a Hemshech of the Gzela or the Gneva. Whatever it was originally, there's a Hemshech. So the Chiyav doesn't begin today. The Chiyav doesn't begin today. Right. At the time that Notal and Lo Shiva, at the time that he walked off with the Kalim, so we paskin against Rav, or Rav originally thought that Rav himself never said that. So we would not say, Halacha Maisik, we would not say, come let me down.